conference.
Well, you know, I think part of that, and I would suggest this to anybody that's listening to the show, if you ever have the opportunity to go to a consciousness type of conference, to go, because it is, you are surrounded by people that are concerned, right? And that are generally, everybody's happy, everybody's cool, but when you go there, you pick up the vibe that is being put down around you, and it's a wonderful experience. And I see that and feel that every time I get there. I was probably a little stressed out in the morning. By the time I got to you, I started to chill out. But I definitely recommend that to anybody. Those types of conferences are wonderful for your soul.
They are. And I do want to give this caution. So just like anything else, spiritual events are feeding banquets for unfriendly spirits, because people show up and they're open.
Mm.
So while you're attracting the light, you're also attracting all kinds of other things. So just like that guy, did you see Raphael?
Yes.
Who was sick?
Yes.
Yeah, he caught a spiritual crap. He caught a spiritual parasite. And he was ill, and he had a fever. And I came and I cleared him of it. And I see this all the time. People go to big events, especially spiritual events, and they don't close their aura before they go. Before you go to any major gathering, any kind of gathering, be sure to zip up that aura. My clients have a saying, Zuya.
Let me jump in right there. Our guest tonight, Margo Mateus. We're going to take your calls next. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. This is Coast to Coast AM. All right. I guess I need to shave my head and run with Dave Schrader. There you go. All right. Check out Beyond Belief, where you can join Coast to Coast AM's George Norrie for dynamic discussions on the paranormal phenomena, conspiracies, and all things unexplained. Do what I do. See the world through new eyes. You get new episodes weekly, and you also get unlimited access to Beyond Belief and watch anywhere, anytime on your computer, iPhone, iPad, whatever. No commercials, no sponsors. Enjoy Beyond Belief ad-free. Just go to beyondbelief.com. Now, our guest tonight is Mark. Really quick, I'm going to do something a little special, okay? Our guest tonight is Margo Mateus. And before we go to break, I'm going to surprise somebody right now. And I'm going to go east of the Rockies to Mary Jo. She's been hanging on. Mary Jo, welcome to Coast to Coast. What do you have for Margo?
Hi, Jimmy and Margo. I was wondering, my sister and I seem to have been stuck for the last 4 years since our mom passed away. And recently we've started inviting the angels to try to assist us, or to assist us with our situation. And it seems like since we've done that, the things have really been accelerating in our lives. The momentum has been picking up almost to a very stressful point. But and we've started seeing like repeating number sequences that we feel might be signs from affirmations from the angels, and also just signs on license plates and, you know, in other ways that feel like they're affirmations. And I was just calling to see what Margo might have to say about that.
Yeah, thank you so much for the phone call, Mary Jo. Great question. Margo, what do you think about that? Is it synchronicities? Are they affirmations? Is somebody reaching out?
Mary Jo, I'm so glad you called in, because your experience is really indicative of people who become more aligned with the light and the angels. So that's exactly what happens. Like, you're stuck, you're lost, you're struggling, and then the angels come in and things literally do get better. They get so much better. So when I tuned into your situation, I thought your mother had been protecting you in some way, and when she left, that created a void. And so you were struggling in that void, and by inviting the angels, and only the angels, to fill that void, now you're back on track, and there is tremendous power around you. So if you want to dial it back, you can always tell the angels, hey, guys, just back it off a little bit. I can't take it right now.
I think that's
great track.
I think that's great advice. This is Coast to Coast AM. Now, we're going to take a quick break right here. When we come back, we're going to be taking your calls. And I just want to let everybody know, we're not going to be doing readings tonight. We're going to be answering your questions. And this is your opportunity. The phone lines are lit up. Let's do this. This is Coast to Coast AM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Coast AM. Our guest tonight, Margo Mateus. And now we are taking your calls. I'm going to do this in order. So let's go straight to first-time caller line, Robert in Atkins, Arkansas. What's up, Robert?
Good evening, Jimmy, and good evening there, Margo. Long-time listener, first time getting through.
Right on.
Anyway, it's not really a question, but it's like a statement about a couple of deaths and what happened. But when my grandmother, which I was close to, died about 36 years ago, she had emphysema bad, and I'd come home a couple times, found her away from her oxygen, and, you know, got her back to the hospital and stuff. But anyway, when she passed, within a couple of days, some weird things happened over a two-day period in the house. The one night, both her and my mother sewed, but the sewing machine, while I was home alone, came on a couple times, and I couldn't believe it. I didn't like it. And then the same night, like, all of a sudden, a crash in the kitchen, and I go in there, and all the silverware had been dumped out of the drainer thing into the sink. Then the next night, my mother and grandmother made these big lamps with long tassels that you had to pull to turn the lamps on, and it's hanging next to me. I'm watching TV, and I can't say for sure if the light turned on or turned off, but the tassel was bobbing. It changed. I didn't like that. And they made porcelain dolls. And the same night, the one you actually had to pick up, and it would cry after you turned it back over. It started crying in the dog cabinet, so I called a friend and said, hey, I got to get the heck out of here.
Right.
Because that really, you know, I had enough that night. But then nothing else happened after that. When my mother passed, she had I had to take her to a doctor's appointment, and that's all it was supposed to be, a checkup. And the doctor's like, okay, we got to go put you, you know, basically after my grandmother died, my life was okay. About 12 years ago, I take my mother to the hospital, to the doctor, and the doctor says, oh, we need to go in and get her admitted right now. I'm like, oh, okay. And the doctor says, well, you and your wife go on home, go take care of the kids, and I'll call you later. Well, he calls later. He says, we incubated her. Okay, I'm not quite sure, but he says, be here first thing in the morning. I get there. He's like, you need to call any friends or family she has and tell them that if we either have to leave her on this or take her off. So I was put in the point of going and telling my mother now with a tube in her mouth,
right,
that we got to pull this out, and you're gonna either have to live and finish dying with this in your mouth, or we're gonna take it out and you're gonna die. And she nodded that, you know, take it out. And I got her brothers and sisters there, and after she passed, nothing happened.
Isn't that strange? And Robert, thank you so much for sharing that with us. I think that is just absolutely phenomenal. Thank you so much. And Margo, with the dolls and the lights turning on and off, we hear this often. And does it surprise you when you hear this kind of story?
No, because somebody's really trying to make a statement. When my wife's, when my mother-in-law passed away, they came back and several items in the house had been turned over and thrown on the floor. And it's not that the entity is angry or the person that's passed away is angry, but they have to do something very out of the ordinary to get your attention.
Right.
So you can walk by and say, that wasn't on the floor yesterday. That wasn't on the floor 10 minutes ago. I'm hearing it clanging in the kitchen. So they just do those things to get our attention, to let us really know that the presence is there.
So the other night when my toilet seat closed on its own, it might have been my mom. All right, let's go.
Been in a haunted hotel where somebody was peeing in the toilet and the shower came on by itself.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Let's go to West of the Rockies and Rebecca, Portland, Oregon. Rebecca, welcome to Coast.
Hi, Jimmy. Thanks so much. I feel so lucky to have gotten through tonight. I'm hoping that I can rephrase this in a way so as not to ask for a personal reading, but I was really hoping that Margo could give me some insight on how a person, I have tried so hard to get back to my light, and I feel very oppressed by external forces. And what she said about some things being beyond your control just really resonated with me, and that's what spurred me to call in. I have a EMF sensitivity and a sensitivity to space weather and to earthquakes that has just been so alienating and made it so very difficult to live a normal life. And so I guess to make it a more general question, I was wondering if she has any advice for people who may be empathic to a fault and how to protect yourself, because I have tried prayer and meditation and changing my perspective, and I seem to be really blocked from accessing that higher power.
Well, Margo is certainly the one to ask that question. And I'll say this, Rebecca, you can always go to her website. Just click on her name over at the Coast website, and that'll take you right there, too, as well. But I want to throw this over to Margo. When somebody's got out of control, like Margo, Margo's got the same situation that she deals with. You know, how do you turn it on and off? And Margo, can you imagine what Rebecca's going through with all of these earthquakes and climate changes that are going on like this week around the world? It must be horrible to go through.
Terrible. Yes, it's been really terrible.
Yes, and Rebecca, I'm so glad you called in for a number of reasons. Number one, I want you to connect with me after the show. When I tune into your energy, I see a grayness around you, which means energetically something else is in your energy field, okay? So you're inside something. So there is a barrier literally between you and the world. And I'm being told to talk about this. So this is very common, and I want you to know, Rebecca, too, that the words that you said about how you feel and what your experience is, there are millions of people all over the world that are experiencing those same things, okay? This is real. It's not your fault. And it's a kind of hell. It's really torture. So I don't want to go into a lot of your history here, but just to say as a teaching point for everybody that's listening, if we grow up sensitive, we are overwhelmed by things. And very often, most of us, at some time in our lives or another, have cried out in that still, small, dark night of the soul and said, someone, anyone, if there's someone out there, help me.
Yeah.
And what happens when we say that and we don't say only archangels and those beings that have my highest and best good come in to help me, then energies that are seeking to be parasites come flooding in. I call those energetic dragons.
Rebecca, thank you for the phone call. Great question. Thank you so much. I think we lost Rebecca. Let's go to Alice, Wildcard, Hitchcock, Texas.
Hello. Thank you for receiving my call, and I really enjoy your show. I have a premonition. I meant to, first of all, start off with first thing first. I met this guy through by the wrong number, and so I didn't see him no more. He come to see me, and then I didn't see him no more. And now I see his shadow of him on my kitchen window. I see flowers, like pre-initiation cluster flowers at church, at home, and blocks, pink blocks, the same color of the flowers. I just want to know, what do this mean? He's still living. He called me every now and then. I would like to know, what is this telling me? What is this? What, to Ms. Cheryl, I would like to know.
Yeah. Alice, thank you. Thank you for the phone call. And so, Margo, shadows on the glass, the flowers, and so forth. What is going on with that?
This could be an entity that's trying to connect with her.
Right.
It could be, if it's a positive thing, if the flowers are growing and you feel good about it, that's good. There's a way that you can actually keep spirits from coming in your house if you want to do that, and that's by putting an unbroken line of salt across the openings to your house. So you can put it across the window pane. I've done that many times, across the door, the threshold to your house. If you want to get rid of the shadow, you could try putting that on your window pane and seeing if that gets rid of the shadow.
Let's go to Deborah, Wild Card in Palm Springs. Hi, Deborah. Welcome to Coast. But, Margo, is there a specific type of salt? I hear about this all the time.
It doesn't really matter. Any kind of regular salt will do.
Okay. Deborah, welcome to Coast.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so happy to get through. You have no idea.
It's a good night,
Margo,
to do it.
Margo, I need your help. So I have a family member that just got diagnosed with a serious disease, needs to start chemo right away. And at the same time he got diagnosed, he gets bitten by a spider that causes this horrible necrosis on his legs. So now he's got a huge open gaping wound. and that's delaying the treatment. I sense there's something else at play here, and this is just the most wonderful, kindest person ever. And we're struggling as a family here because we want to get moving with the healing process. Do you have any ideas for me, something that can help us, anything you sense?
Yeah, Deborah doesn't think this is a run of bad luck.
I do see attack. I'm actually like psychically seeing sort of the snake snapping his jaw. I would recommend a soul clearing.
Okay.
And how do I do that?
Just go to my website and we can set it up.
Okay, perfect. Thank you
absolutely
so much.
Freedbythelight.com. You bet.
You got it. Thank you so much, Deborah. Great phone call. And I want to head out to the East Coast. I'm going to go to Nick out in Garden City, New York. Nick, welcome to Coast. You're up.
Hey, thanks, Jimmy. Thanks for taking my call. Margo, I just want to know, what could a person do to recognize signs if they've been cursed or not, and what can they do to help prevent being cursed? I know it's kind of a general question, but I was just wondering if I could get your advice on that.
Nick, you should be the host of a radio show. That's a great question. Thank you so much. And how can you recognize if you've been cursed? What do you look for?
Some classic signs are kind of what Deborah was talking about. So persistent bad luck, persistent bad health, a feeling of oppression, a feeling that something is working against you, a feeling that everything you try to do and accomplish in your life gets snatched away from you or oppressed in some way, just this kind of feeling that you just can't get ahead for a protracted period of time. And there will usually be physical ailments, emotional ailments, spiritual ailments, just a feeling of darkness and oppression.
I would say, because I just listened to that, and it almost reminds me of how I should keep my eyes open in my own life.
Oh, everybody needs to keep their eyes open. I mean, that's the purpose of Free by the Light, is to get everybody to wake up and go, oh,
right,
that's that. Oh, okay. Let's deal with it. That's the great thing that the book does. It talks about those things, and it talks about things you can do spiritually. And to Nick's point, like, what can you do? You can start to affirm that you are in charge of your own life and that you own your soul and nobody else has anything to do with your soul. And you can actually say, all negative contracts canceled. All negative bonds broken.
Let's go to, we're going to go out west again, Melanie in Henderson, Nevada. Melanie, really quick before the break, welcome to Coast.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Real quick, I lost my husband 2 years ago, and shortly right after he passed, everyone in the family started receiving what I consider visitation visits from him in dreams, and it was incredible because there were some really specific messages he gave everyone. But for some reason, I don't get him. He never comes to me in dreams. On the other hand, I have a security camera at night inside my living room, and you cannot believe the things I've seen on this camera. I have like rain. It seems like rainfalls of orbs floating around. I have different shaped orbs, round, circular tubes, ribbons. It's just crazy.
And so you want to know? Yeah, you want to know if, even though he's not coming to you directly in the dreams, that maybe he's visiting you in your home.
Orbs, and I was wondering what Margo thought about orbs, and also why does he not ever come to me in dreams, but he seems to have visited everybody else.
Right. Same thing with my mom. Thank you so much, Melanie, for the question. Really quick before we hit the break, you want to tackle that, Margo?
Yeah, I want to say that definitely spirits do come in orbs. They do electronically interact with us. They are electromagnetic in form, so they do that a lot. And I think about the dreams is there's some sort of hesitation, so it feels like either he's afraid to do it or he's afraid that he's going to frighten you by doing it.
And with orbs, explain to me what is classified as an orb?
Well, I'm not an expert in orbs, so I can't totally speak to that. But what I've experienced, orbs are reflections of light. So an orb can appear as a perfectly circular form, and it looks like it's got like the tree of life in it, or it's got matter in it. Okay, so to be like the golden orb or white orb, and it's not just empty. The circle has got dimensions and patterns in it, fractals in it. And then there's other orbs that are caused by ghosts that aren't that pure in spirit in that sense, not their character, but just how they appear. And then they can appear as a swatch of light, just a floating thing, a circle on the wall, just an aberration of light.
Great, great definition for us. Our guest tonight, Margo Mateus. This is Coast to Coast AM. We're taking your calls right up to the top of the hour. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. Everybody, stay with us. Again, keep your questions short, and I'll get them all in. This is Coast to Coast. I'll be right back. Well, Deuce Sky in Twitter got the ding, ding, ding. Guessed it. It was One Hit Wonders of the 70s, but the other part to it is One Hit Wonders from the 70s that I listened to when I was at the beach when I was a little kid. And that Vicki Lawrence song right there, too, as well, absolutely used to creep me out when I was a kid. Just a freaky thing. Anyway, let's do this. Margo Mateus is our guest tonight. And I want to say really quick, finally, a dating and friendship site to meet others with similar interest is here. It's called Paranormal Date. Now, if I wasn't married to the most beautiful woman in the world, I'd be right here. Where you can find your match that shares those interests in the paranormal, science, life after death, ghost stories, Bigfoot, UFOs, alternative medicine, conspiracy theories. Paranormal Date now has over 49,000 members. Just go to ParanormalDate.com. Use the promo code SUMMER right now. ParanormalDate.com. Our guest tonight, Margo Mateus. We're taking your calls. This is Coast to Coast. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Coast AM. Our guest tonight, first up, is Margo Mateus. Her book is Freed by the Light, The True Stories of How the Supernatural Affects Our Lives. And her website is freedbythelight.com. You can just go to the Coast to Coast website and click on Margo's name. Let's go back out east to Raleigh, North Carolina, and Hans. Welcome to Coast.
Hello, Jimmy. Long-time fan, big-time listener. Love your show. Love when you fill in for George. It's awesome.
Thank you so much, Hans. What do you have for Margo?
In 2002, basically, in a nutshell, I've experienced lots of weird things in my life, but this is the oddest, and maybe her advice would help me. In 2002, I was ejected at the ruin of an Evanston pickup, slipping into a ramp going 80. Broke almost every bone in my body. Was pronounced dead for over an hour. Had a great out-of-body experience. Got instructed on some things to do. Did all my own physical rehabilitation by myself. Social Security told me I wasn't injured enough to get disability. I did what my father told me to do, and life just doesn't make sense. I'm doing everything by the numbers, and it's like I have a dark cloud over me or something. I can feel some kind of negative energy, and I'm willing to fight it, and I pray to God about it, and I just can't seem to overcome it. Maybe she could give me some advice.
Yeah, thank you for the phone call, Hans. And Margo, it sounds almost, I know his situation is unique, but when people come to you, it's probably not that unique. This is something that you deal with all the time.
Absolutely. And as soon as I tuned into your energy field, Hans, I saw a lot of what I call interference. So I would say your feelings are correct. There definitely is something around you and in your energy field, and I would recommend that you get a clearing.
Yeah, that's exactly what that sounds like. Let's keep this going. We have so many calls, Margo. We're really backed up. Let's go to the first-time caller line, John, in Blackwell, Oklahoma. Welcome to Coast.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I listen to you. I'm a security guard at night. I listen to you guys coast to coast every night. I moved to Oklahoma in 2008, and somewhere around 2005, I purchased a house back in Agawam, Massachusetts. And it was a cottage on the river, and I had a place that I put my bed to sleep. And earlier you were talking about spirits that there are, spirits that inhabited other people's bodies. I could not sleep in that house without television on. I had to sleep in my chair. If I slept in the bed, I would wake up with something trying to take over my body. Is that unusual? I mean, I've always kind of had a little bit of sense of the spirit world because I feel things, but I don't want to feel them, and I didn't want to be waking up at night with somebody trying to take over my body.
Yeah, and I think we all, John, have had that happen to us from time to time, and thank you for the call. Margo, how do you prevent that if you can?
Well, John, first of all, it's more common than we like to think, so I want to validate your experience. I'm glad that you stayed out of that house. As soon as you mentioned it, I knew it was haunted, so I would stay very far away from that house. So if a person is dealing with something like that, you know, don't try to fight it on your own. That's the first thing, right? So you can do protections. You can do the salt thing. You can contact a local shaman or a spiritual healer to come and do a house cleansing. And I can also help with those things remotely. I do everything remotely all over the world. But, yeah, I mean, don't just – you thinking about it is not going to change it. This is an actual force that's outside of yourself. So that's part of what you need to understand about these things is you can't really fight them by yourself.
Let's go to – yeah, and I was going to ask you, I mentioned this earlier, sage seems to be – you know, the burning of sage. I hear this all the time, not only from – professionals like yourself, but also callers and other people will recommend it. What's the deal with sage?
Well, you want something to break up energy, right? So either the angels break it up or we break it up, but sound can also break it up, Tibetan bells. It breaks up the energy. So sage is very purifying. So smoke goes everywhere. It goes through every permeable surface. So if smoke is a great thing to use, and sage has a very good vibration.
And it smells good. And it smells good. Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, it does. Let's go to wild card.
So that whoever's trapped in there can go out with it.
Right. It gets sucked out in the smoke. That makes sense.
Right.
Let's go to the wild card. Max, right out here, the West Coast, Orange County. Max, welcome to Coast.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I thought I would tell you about my experience and my father's experience quickly. He used to live in Landers, California, which is close to Joshua Tree, which is also close to the 29 Palms Air Base.
Right.
And this was in about 2010. And one night he woke up, and it was the middle of the night, and the chest drawer near his bed started shaking rapidly. And none of the other furniture was moving. So he, of course, panicked, and he screamed, "Stop," and it stopped. That was his experience. And I'm sorry, this is a little...
No, that's okay, that's okay. Well, it almost sounds poltergeist-ish, doesn't that, Margo?
Yeah, and it's not even the beginning of it. So my experience was I woke up in the middle of the night in the spare bedroom. I was visiting him, and I saw a black sphere in the room. I just woke up, I looked up, and I saw a sphere, and it was just, it was black. That was just how I, at the time, that's what I made out of it. And I thought I was you know, maybe I was hallucinating or something. So I closed my eyes and I rubbed my eyes. I sat up. It was still there. And I noticed that the light that, from the window that was being illuminated was reflecting off the surface. And I also noticed that it had a reflection in the mirror. And at that point, I panicked and my instincts kicked in and I started slamming the wall, yelling for my dad. And I was just wondering, you know, what do you think is, you know, why do these things happen?
Yeah. And again, thank you for the phone call, Max. Awesome. And I also, Margo, I had an experience, not quite the same as that, but certainly similar. And when people like Max wake up in the middle of the night and there's some kind of dark shape in the room, how common is that, and what does it actually represent? Is it ET? Is it a spirit? Is it Shadow Man? What are we experiencing with this?
Well, the truth is that we experience all sorts of dimensional beings. And, of course, in the night, the veil between the worlds is thinner. Our consciousness is lowered because we're asleep, so we're more vulnerable. And these types of energies do move through us, through our space, through the earth itself. So there's all kinds of beings that could be visiting you. If you feel uncomfortable with something, what I've found to do is you can either call in the name of Christ or Jesus, or I ask the four archangels to be at each post of my bed. So basically one on my right, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel, and Archangel Michael, the warrior angel, and just ask them to surround you and protect you. And for me, that makes me feel safe, and I go right back to sleep.
He said something interesting. He said that it reflected in the mirror. What do you make of that?
Well, that's probably either a very strong demonic entity or a ghost, a person, you know, so it's an apparition of a person who still has enough matter left in their matrix that they can actually form sort of a body.
I've got so many calls. Margo, I wanted to ask your opinion about my experience, but we'll share that for another time, and I guess we'll do it privately because I probably don't really want to know the answer. Let's go to...
I'm here for you, Jimmy. Anytime,
I know that you are, my friend. Let's go to Linda Marie, Medford, Oregon. Linda, welcome to Coast.
Hi, Margo. Thank you for taking my call. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi.
I have a real quick question. Please talk more about how to zip up my aura. And also, I've been told, my mother and I have been told that we have a curse that was put on us. And I'm going to be looking up to about a reading with you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for calling. Zipping up your aura. So you want to basically see yourself encased in light or like in a bubble or a balloon or some kind of a membrane. It can be like an energetic beanbag, whatever, usually golden in color or white or yellow in color. And it's a solid thing around you that's permeable. So it's like a membrane or, like I said, like being inside of a bubble. And your intention is that only positive energy can reach you inside this space. But
do you see a curse or anything dark around me?
Yes, I think we should talk.
Yeah, there you go. Linda, just freedbythelight.com is what you want to do. Let's go to, thank you for the phone call. Let's go to Jay in Florida. Jay, welcome to Coast.
Hey, good morning, guys. Okay, it'll be real fast. First of all, Jimmy, sorry for your mom's passing, and sorry for her painful past. I had a painful past. The key is truly have forgiveness and help pray to get over that, because I can forgive, but I'm forgetting. Okay, I wanted to know, in her opinion and knowledge, what do we address or call the name of the Most High God? How does he or they actually feel about marijuana and also gay and bisexual people? I've been in a relationship for 9 years. If they go to hell, what we got to do to get into heaven. And if hell is the lower astral plane only or lower dimensions. And if she has time later, if she can post on her website what she sees coming all ahead and a timeline of the rapture and Armageddon.
Oh, man. Jay, we only have 10 minutes left in this segment. But thank you so much for the phone call. I don't know how to tackle the the God and the marijuana issue.
I do.
Okay.
I do, actually. First of all, Jay, God loves you, and I'm gay, and God actually came to me and told me that he loved me when I was 16, and he made me just the way I am, and I was perfect. So all those concepts of homosexuals and stuff being evil, that's all church made up, and that has nothing to do with reality. So love is available for you to know that. Secondly, the whole issue of marijuana, it's really interesting because I was working with a client, and we had cleared a lot of stuff out of her aura. And then she would call me, and she would be in pain and turmoil. And I would look to the angels, and they would shake their head. And they didn't tell me why. And they said, we can't help her. And I was like, why can't you help her? And then she finally came to me, and she said, I've been using marijuana. And marijuana, in my experience with my clients, it creates sort of a loop. It kind of closes the auric field so that whatever's in there still just keeps circling and looping around. So it doesn't allow emotions, just like drinking too much, doesn't allow emotions and negative energy to escape the matrix. It doesn't let it out. It kind of traps it in. And it moves it around, so you're not feeling it at the moment, but it's still there. So at least for me, in my experience, which I was very surprised by, marijuana is a sort of protectant that the light cannot fully permeate.
It's really weird. I'm almost uncomfortable discussing that, in a weird way, because it is such a public conversation these days, with laws, with states and cities and taxes and cancer and treatments and the medicinal uses. It's such a public, but I feel like the temperature just went up here in the studio. I'm almost a little strange about it. Hi, let's go to Katrina in northern Minnesota. Welcome to Coast.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. It's hard to explain. I just feel like my I'm just a lost soul and I'm floating and I am wondering how to ground myself, or I feel like there's negativity around me and just don't know where to start.
Well, okay. And Katrina, again, thank you for the phone call. Margo, is there a self-help, self-diagnosis and prescription for something like this? Because I would think that it's almost a normal feeling these days. If you just watch the news, you're going to feel that way.
Yeah, you can't feel that way. And the book Free by the Light has a lot of that stuff. It talks about like how to recognize these things and then what to do about it. But in your case, I do feel that you have been energetically cut off. So I think that you're going to need a spiritual solution to kind of get you regrounded.
We're going to squeeze in one last call before we have to say goodbye. Let's go back out east to New Boston in Michigan. Tim, welcome to Coast. Really quick, what do you have for Margo?
Okay, I'll try to be fast. I had a messed up childhood, so I think I'm one of those people you were talking about. I see visions, and I've always seen horrors. One night I was at my mom and dad's, they were on vacation, I was watching the house, and I laid down on the floor, I was kind of tired, I wasn't asleep. All of a sudden, I'm fighting something in the air, and I'm out of my body. And I'm fighting, like, I'm just crazily fighting. And then all of a sudden, I broke away somehow, I don't know how, and I ended up back in my body. And then I stood back up, and I was like, oh, my God, what happened? Now, this was years ago, and I still am wondering what happened to me and why. And I was wondering if you could help me figure that out.
There you go. Margo, I'm going to hand that one straight to you. Thank you, Tim.
It's so funny you say that, because thank you for your call. This happened to a friend of mine when I was like 18 years old. He was playing Dungeons & Dragons, and he would go to college, and he was sitting in his college classroom, and he said he would get yanked out of his body and thrown into a hell dimension. And so I took him to my pastor, and my pastor prayed over him, and he was delivered. This can happen. So that means that you're, basically your membrane is weak. Your auric body, your spiritual body, your energetic body needs to be strengthened and thickened, in a sense, so that you have bigger protections and more strength around you.
Margo, I want to thank you so much for coming on with us tonight, and I want everybody to know that her website is freedbythelight.com. Just go and click on her name over at Coast to Coast, and it'll take you straight there. But before, I've got 30 seconds left with you. My experience was very simple. Had a little being, little gray guy, dark looking, in the 3 o'clock in the morning in my room, and he blinked at me for like 15 minutes. And I still don't know what went on, right? But I know you hear about this a lot. Was that E.T.? Was it a ghost? It wasn't a burglar because the door was shut. What's your 15-second answer?
It wasn't E.T. He was trying to tell you of your future.
There you go.
In this realm. He was trying to say, this is what you're going to do. You need to be a voice. You need to be a bridge between the two.
Margo, you are the absolute very best. Don't go change. And the next time we get you on Coast, we're going to make it an entire E.T. conversation.
Love you, Jimmy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Margo. Her website is freedbythelight.com.